you plant them, make root of any carrots, you plant your carrots.
Gosh, okay. The big leafy vegetables?
Yeah, them rutabaga can make a big old leafy. Yeah.
That's the old style. That's up next squash.
Yeah, that's pretty looking. Y'all can all this?
Yeah.
You grow this year?
No, that's grow them things here. This
was. That's pretty. That's a good looking
one. Can 1 year here, I had a garden out there, and I had grandchildren down here, three of the boys, and I'd have them picking butter beans and things. And down in town, we had a butter bean shell, and we'd shell, go in lay that bean shell and thing, and then bring them back. And I put up well over 100 quarts of butter beans out here, you know, in the deep freeze.
Good God. You still got them all?
No, we finally eat them all up. Man, they go. They'll go here, you know, different hunters here and different ones. They won't.
Any other kinds of beans, what long kind of beans that you break open by hand? What kind of other beans
have
you got?
Another thing would be that snap bean.
Okay.
Which is snap and.
Different types of that, or?
Some of them would be the yellow snap beans and the green snap beans, and some of them they call them the.
Wonders?
Yeah, Kentucky Wonders, different names.
Yeah, though. I've heard of that. That's a good bean.
Yeah.
To raise. Cabbage, you raise?
Yeah, we'd raise cabbage. Yeah, man, you'd have to get them cabbage seeds, and then, boy, where you got your plants in, you grow them yourself. And when they got big enough, set them out, take them, transplant them out in your garden.
Okay. What did you call those little, small, say fresh onions that would be good enough?
Oh, let's see, we had that little cluster onion, forget the name of it, your nest onion, you kept had them.
Okay.
And you had that big onion, what's the different name of them, buddy? Them old onions, you go big red.
Your Bermuda onion.
Okay. Yeah, you had all types of them onions.
All right. Now corn that was tender enough to eat off the cob was called?
We call it roast ears.
All right. Now, the top of the corn stalk is the?
Tulsa.
All right. And then, what about, say, little sweet little corn, you know, that you would pick early? That was called?
It was a sweet corn.
Sweet corn.
It'd be early corn, early roast ears. You'd make a little small ear.
Yeah.
They plant some of that for earlier roasting years, and then you go on into your regular field corn, your late roasting years.
So there was a difference between the stuff that you would raise and the stuff that you would buy at the store, wasn't it?
Back in them days, you didn't get none of that from the store.
You did?
No, I never did know. I never did know none of them bringing back no canned corn, canned tomatoes, canned nothing. They didn't bring it from town. You growed it out there and you put it up yourself.
Yeah. Now, I interrupted you. You were telling me y'all would go to Cuthbert sometimes.
I'd go to Cuthbert with my granddaddy. That's about the, till I done got grown, that's about the first I ever got away from home. Well, yeah, I'd go down, some of my folks would live at, when I was a pretty good size boy down at Union Springs, Alabama. I'd go down there and visit them. Go through Clayton down there. Clayton, Alabama, go down in and visit them.
Is that land different from here?
It ain't much difference. It's kind of a little hilly down there. It ain't too much difference in it.
Yeah. Have you ever traveled anywhere else?
Well, I've traveled since then. I've been to Florida on fishing trips and been to Washington. Went up there two or three different times.
Okay. To get to Washington, how did you go up there? What through what state?
You went up there in a car once and then catch a plane and fly up there.
Okay. From a car, what a car from here you would drive to where?